Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 26, 2020. Before you take revenge. Confucius, before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. Before taking revenge, I would dig one grave. Dig a grave for yourself, for your soul. Because your egoism remains and will dance and have fun on this grave. Question, that is, all arguments are always with myself? Answer, of course. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 27, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter, October 26, 2020. If a clipper, egoistic desire, exists between us. That is where viruses can enter. But if there's a space for holiness between us, a good connection to one another, then no harmful virus will be able to enter inside. That would be against nature's law. We must establish a connection between us, around the entire globe. This will protect us, fill us, with confidence and joy, and raise our immunity against the coronavirus and all other diseases. No harmful agent will be able to get close to us, for everything depends solely on our connections. We are born in this world, the worst of all the worlds. Let us rise to a better state. The Creator wants us to be in joy, so that, through unity, we would achieve absolute good, the upper world that is full of light and devoid of evil. The Creator draws closer when the group is brimming with joy and good connections. We shouldn't fear being distant or disconnected from the Creator. Even now we are in adhesion with Him, inside the Creator. So now, out of this state, let us build on the sensation of being close with the Creator, the desire to cling to Him with our hearts and minds, with all our thoughts. Nothing changes except for one's conscious awareness. We shouldn't try to fight our desire, we're never going to succeed in opposing it. We need only to ask the Creator, and everything will work out. We want the Creator to open within us, the quality of bestowal, that is to reveal Himself. Then man will become like the Creator. When the ego, desire, dies, I stop demanding for myself and become free. My eyes open, as well as sensations I hadn't felt before, which were blocked, and I begin to sense the upper world. We need to rise above the ego through our unity, and ask the Creator to give us the force of bestowal to be in adhesion with Him. We are eternal creatures. But we don't feel it, as we're locked in a tight cage that is this world. In all the universe, there is no place worse than the world we live in. Let us not be content with it. Let us awaken and look up. We must escape the authority of the ego, which aims to devour more and more, and reveal the true life. When we find ourselves in the flow of the light of faith, it wraps us, from all sides and transports us, from state to state. We see other dimensions in the light of faith, not three-dimensional coordinates, but an infinite number of dimensions. Around, integral world that has no end, above time and space. There exists a spiritual reality above our world. We don't feel it, don't know it, don't want to come to it. In our world, everything happens between ego's desires, with each pulling toward itself. In the upper, spiritual world, everything is the opposite, each tries to act for the benefit of the other. This is the anti-world. From Twitter, October 26, 2020. The vector. The point of an action is measured and evaluated only according to its intention. The intention to give more brings a person closer to the Creator, while the intention to receive more removes him from the Creator. And in the middle between the intention to bestow and the intention to receive is a neutral, zero point from which a person decides where he is, in the spiritual or in the corporeal world. The entire spiritual world operates in the intention to bestow, and as soon as we act egotistically, we immediately feel the corporeal world. How much to give and how much to receive is not so important anymore. The main thing that puts us on one or the other side of the border between spirituality and corporeality is our intention. The main test is in what a person is yearning for, not how strong his desire is. A change of intention is like changing the car gear from forward to reverse, depending on which I move forward, toward the creator and the creatures, or backward. The intention depends on where my heart is directed, outward toward others, toward the friends and through them to the creator, or to myself. This determines where I go. Do I work for the creator or for myself? Do I move toward my friends and through them toward the creator, or do I draw closer to myself? All this depends on the intention, and only after on the desire that obeys it. To test the intention, one must distance himself from the action itself so that it becomes unimportant, and the main thing is, for whose sake am I doing this, and who will benefit from it? This determines whether I am in the Creator's world or in my own world, in my shell. The intention, directed outward or inward, divides my reality into two parts, a part that relates to me, meaning I, mine, and a part outside of me, meaning the friends and the Creator. If I want to exist in the Creator's world and not in my small, animal world, then I must constantly check the direction of my thoughts. The Book of Zohar says that people with an egoistic intention have their eyes looking inside themselves. They are completely blind and do not see the vast world around them. They cannot imagine anything but this world, and so they live in it and die. This life is given in order to change the direction of one's gaze from oneself outward and to reveal the world of the Creator called the upper world. And the lower world is the one that we see when we look inward at ourselves and care only for ourselves. I must check where the vector of my thoughts and desires is directed, toward me, toward my benefit, or toward others and through them toward the Creator. That is, where is my heart reaching? From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 21, 2020, Writings of Baal HaSulam, The Love of God and the Love of Man. Michael Leitman, on Quora, How has COVID-19 changed the future of humanity? The longer we endure the coronavirus pandemic, the more we undergo changes that have a major impact on our future. At the beginning of the outbreak, many thought that COVID-19 was going to be over in a matter of weeks. Weeks soon became months, and today, it has become a lot clearer that it is not going anywhere anytime soon. The pandemic's relentless perseverance to continue its worldwide spread is tiring and upsetting many people. Our pre-coronavirus lives, which we ran on a competitive consumerist treadmill, came to a halt, and more people have found themselves with no future worth striving for. In such a slumber-like state, some react explosively in riots and protests, and others become quietly depressed. But a general fatigue has expanded throughout humanity. Indeed, there are also risks that people will rise from the pandemic in wars, both within and between countries. If people have no clear perspective and purpose in their lives, not knowing how to navigate their lives into the future, then the lack of a hopeful vision gives rise to sensations of powerlessness and helplessness. However, with regard to our future, our lives were quite similar in pre-coronavirus times. That is, we were playing an egoistic consumerist game, and our main preoccupation was to simply keep playing it. Most of us were not very focused on where our lives were ultimately headed. Now, it is as if nature confiscated our game, and we feel that we cannot earn and spend ad nauseam as we once did. How, then, can we advance from here? Since the coronavirus has made it all the more taxing to take care of ourselves, then perhaps this despair will urge us to arrive at a decision where we will need to take more care of each other. Our powerlessness, helplessness and dissatisfaction in our personal lives might just be what we need in order to change society's modus operandi, where instead of looking out for number one all the time, me, myself and mine, which gives rise to an array of negative sensations, we will instead be able to find true fulfillment, strength, happiness, and a reason to live, if we support one another. Then, when we start living our lives not for our own sake, but in mutual support and consideration of each other, we will see life differently. We will discover a fresh new purpose to our lives, as we will come closer to aligning our relations with the global and perfect interconnectedness existing in nature. Such a calibration between us and nature would resuscitate us with completely new sensations of livelihood, high spirits and energy, which we currently cannot even imagine. We would then replace the egoistic consumerist child's game that we played leading up to the coronavirus with a new game for adults, our active participation to upgrade human relations in order to reach balance with nature. Guide for Roundtables, Part 21. The Main Job of Humanity. Question: you constantly speak about the method of the circle as a method of creating strong connections between people. The product of the action in the circle is a positive force of nature. What is it about? You say that this will be people's work in the future. What will they produce? Answer: generalization, connection, and unification of people, which will lead to the integration of all of humanity. And this is currently the biggest and the most important job of all people in the world. Remark: imagine a country where people at work and in the family use round tables and thus generate good, kind connections. My comment: this is the actual product of their activities. They don't have to do anything else. Question: and some of them will get paid for this? Answer: they need to ensure a normal existence. It is quite possible that a certain part of society, half or even more, will be engaged constantly in organizing such actions for mutual connection in the form of circles. Question: do you think it will be possible to verify this with some measurements or research? Answer: everyone will be convinced that it is this connection between people that leads to abundance, to the fact that they can have everything. Question: in other words, the effects of the product we are talking about can be measured in the economy, medicine, and everywhere else? Answer: no problem. All this can be measured. From CabTV's Management Skills, July 9, 2020. New Life 481. The Relations in Leadership.
New Life, conversation number 481. Hello, thank you for being with us here in New Life, a series of educational conversation with Dr. Av Lightman. Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you very much today about a topic that is always of interest, especially these days, also here in the country and around the world. We're speaking of relationships within the governmental system and its influence of that relationship on the national strength of that society. If I'm looking at any government system, or any one or another, we see the same situation that maybe the acting forces are changing, but the dynamic is always the same. The few elements who want to reach control, they are fighting among them all the time, putting sticks in the wheels of each other. Also, if I want today, all that you're doing from that day to the next round is trying to fail me, and then although I came to a degree of control and governance, seemingly, and I can lead the changes I wanted, you in turn more like you would put legs before me, and then I'll constantly trip. And then constantly someone else will win, and then we'll all trip him, etc. While the society you're living, be it a country or other circle of friends, of people, lose from the fact that you're eating one another in the government, and we as citizens only suffering. Now this is a reality, and I haven't bring anything new about it. I'd like to discuss with you why is it so, but mainly how can we do it differently. But maybe let's start a small analysis of why is it always so? Why if the character is changing, it doesn't seem to you or me that we should collaborate. Nevertheless, you're thinking, how would you trip me and go higher than me? And it's as if endless circle. Why is it so? Well, it's obvious because we're all egoists, and he who gets to the government is many folds more egoist than the ordinary person for having reached that position. And all of those egoists gathering in the government, 100 or 200, thousands of people revolving around it, the greatest egoist in the population, in the nation. So there it's a very hot system, very aggressive, very, we know, where is the money, where is the problems, where are the bribe, where is the lie, you know, it's all there. It's natural. It is natural. It's not like I'm accusing that it's in one country more or another country less. It could be less, maybe in some Scandinavia where everything is so, calm relatively and relatively social by their nature. Socialist. But this is something unique. But in Europe, center of Europe, North America, it's really also in all the evolving countries, developing countries, we see that the more they develop, they come to the same forms of government. It's truly kind of a stew that's constantly cooking on the fire. It's not a small fire, it's like a fire. Alright, so let's take into account that a certain government system, you and I decided to collaborate. Alright, you and I decided to collaborate, we have mutual interest. And we've succeeded in reaching power, reaching the power together, you and I, or three of us. Seemingly there was a common interest that maintained us together. We reached a certain point of control and power, and we can move processes forward. But we also had one goal, one intention. Not necessarily. We had a certain common interest that together we agreed that you is you and I don't know if we had the same goal, everyone and his goals. But we had an opportunity to collaborate and reach a certain position of control. We collaborated and we reached that. Now, seemingly if there be collaboration between us, say in the same time frame, the same period, seemingly everything would go well between us because we're already in the point of power, you and I don't know who else, if among us everything would flow well, it's as if everything goes smoothly. So also that doesn't work. Although there is interest, a common interest, we'll try and be on the height all three, but even then it doesn't work. There are ego games between us that eats us and doesn't allow us to stay there. But why? Oh, it's the ego, as you're saying. What can we do? We're in a state that the ego constantly burning in us and demands of us more and more and more and more to ascend, to step over the other. And only in such manner I feel myself as a winning, that I'm the strong, that I'm the unique one. So even without any justified reason, seemingly I enter the struggle, I enter a new fight, and this is life. Otherwise I don't feel alive. But at the end of the process, both of us lose. It doesn't matter, but at least we feel alive. I didn't understand the last sentence. Well, that our ego is hit us up. Even in states where we know that there's a great chance for us to lose, and even if it's more certainly we're going to lose, and yet we are going for it. Why? Because we can't tolerate the calm life. Because in the calm life, I don't have the same action, I don't have the same sensation of livelihood, I don't have the same struggles, fights that give me sensation of life. And I really must enter the, you know, it's like we see in gangs or kids in the backyard. You see, how is it your place with the young brothers? Well, there's always something has to happen. Well, otherwise, you don't feel alive. You don't feel that they're just in the room, everyone in his corner, that there's something happening, as if it's dead. Yeah, as if nothing happened. Yeah. Well, obvious picture, image. All right, so if that's reality now, and what happened, you said this is the nature of things, even from kids to the greatest, strongest people in society. All right, now listen. So let's move forward. Now we try to understand the elements and the forces working in the system of governance, in the government. So we as a government where people are constantly fighting like kids. Now the penny drop just from what you said. Now as a society, we our strength is weakened by that. A lot. It's in each and every country. We see how it's, but there's nothing we can do about it. Okay, so let's go forward. The fact there are different people, different parties, different interests, that I think is the nature of things, because in any country you'll go to, there will always be different opinions from that one end to the other, in all fields of life, economy, education, security, there's always a spectrum of opinions, right? Right. So the spectrum of opinions would be expressed by different representatives. They're fighting from sunrise to dawn, to sunset by one another, and we are losing. So that's obvious. So let's move forward. How can people with different opinions can collaborate? Is it possible? Can we reach a state of collaboration between different opinions and different interests? If they have something common, and this common is stronger than all the individual's opinions. Can you define something that would be greater than my opinion? Well, the peace, the security of the society, of the country. If external disturbance comes, certain enemy, then all of us, although we are in a mutual hatred, suddenly we don't feel it because this threat suppresses all the gap between us, and then we all are fighting towards the moment that finishes, the moment we win against it, we kick it away, we win over it. Again, our ego rises, and it's a very obvious example here. We know it really well in Israel. So I'm moving to the next example. How? Well, there's no external threatening factor, like in a war, yes, to reach between us. Although the different opinions, which are truly different, it's not as if we're not playing it. I'm not even talking about corrupted people or anything. No. Indeed, you're thinking A, and I think B, and A is opposite to B, and with 10 more people, I'm sure each will have his own opinion. Yet, we need to manage that thing. So now, you give me an example. In a war, everyone join because they're all afraid. But we don't live in a war constantly. So how can we, when there's no war, to create connection between opposing opinions or interests? Either you have a prophet before you that is so great that should you not reach it, you see your life in total loss, as with the same enemy that comes, then in such manner you can again connect all the streams of the nation, all the parts into one. In managing the country, let's be concrete. What profit a person can depict to himself? How can be expressed your proposal? I understood that there are two options. Either we escape from a common trouble like a war, God forbid, or we come to great profit. This profit must be higher than life. What does it mean with respect to the government? Meaning they are fighting truly for the most essential things for them. This is what appeared to them, right? Each must be a prime minister, and he's the external minister, and a defense minister, and everyone's seeing it like the peak of his life. You need to depict before them either that if they won't join forces, everything would get lost, but this is only if an external enemy appears, or if there's, say, two parts in the government, then those, if they won't join, they'll lose for the sake of those that will gain, right? See, Democrats and Republicans, like in the U.S. So either those or those. So for the sake of winning the enemy, they're joining. between them, yes, the camp, yes. But only for that sake, and only to that extent. The moment it's clear that they're winning, then between them they start fighting. Correct. So here the matter is simple. If you could bring them, not a threat of one over the other, that we are losing, hence we need to unite. Rather, the great profit if we would connect, regardless even of the other one, regardless of the other camp. We see if it's related, it doesn't work yet in a calm manner. We see in the U.S. and everywhere. And here it's even worse, because each and every one is very firm, is very in his opinion. Yeah, you need to show them huge profit, special future in connecting and stop fighting. That specifically when they are overcoming the fights, specifically when they're heading towards mutual agreement between them, they're reaching a lifestyle, an attainment, a fulfillment, honor, control, something very, very special, which is the reward. This is the income. This is the profit. It's second to none. You must give a person, either he afraid for his existence, as we spoke, that the enemy comes, or that he gains higher than heaven. Meaning you must bring him such education that he will see that by a certain behavior, whereby he suppresses his ego and going towards connecting with others in order to work together with them, along with them, he attains a godly reward. How the process you've described can be expressed, whereby indeed, well, I'd like to separate into two different levels. There's a level whereby ego games separate between us. We have general similar opinions about the defense or economy or whatever. So we have similar opinions, then what this separates us is only the ego. So we think the same, but our ego can't get along together. This is one state. And the more complex situation is we have indeed different opinions, that you think this way and I want to go this way. Say you want to go right and I want to go left. Doesn't matter what field. How can then you can depict a state of a collaboration between us? How? In opposing opinions, as you say, everyone firm with his opinion, how can then you can create connection in leadership when the opinions are conflicting? Only by a very exalted goal, that only connection we can achieve it. I didn't understand what goal you're speaking about. We are, say, 10, 15 people that all conflicting opinions, all in the government, whatever. Yeah, together we put a government. Yes, but everyone pull his way, etc. Yes. So I come and says, guys, we can attain $100 million, right? That will help us do whatever we want. Everyone with his plans, whatever you want. For that, we need to be connected. Worth it or not? Worth it. Okay, what does it mean being connected? Practically. Connected is at least not harming one another. That's on the level of degrees, of relationships. Well, this is what you're asking. Obvious. But sometimes the problem is not only in the relationships. Rather, the problem is in the actions. What do you mean actions? You want to do A, and I think we should do B, the opposite. What are we doing then? Neither A nor B. I come. The leader of that, not the leader, he has $100,000, $100 million. I'm saying I can pay $100 million, you can realize all your plans, whatever you want, no problem. I cover all your problems, however, under the condition that you be connected. That you will do my work. my work can be done only together. All right, understood. The formula of only together, I understood. The formula of being connected only together. Oh, I speak of emotions and relationships. I'm not asking about it now. I put it aside. I'm going to a more complex level. I'm going to a level that your action plan that you're offering us is A, and I offer B. But I bring the plan C. And it's asked, who is you? You as if imaginary, it doesn't exist. I'm the owner of $100 million, and I'm coming to you and saying, you truly want to succeed in something big? Not a hundred, okay, billions, truly, billions, I don't know what. You can win such success only under the condition that everyone stop with all his little nonsense, that he went through it this way or that way or that way. Rather, you're doing what I'm saying. All right, so now let's move to the allegory. Who is this fortune owner? The creator. Who is the creator? The upper force. I didn't understand. The upper force of nature. The plan of the upper nature. I didn't understand that. According to nature's plan, should we connect, we are reaching a different level of existence, of life. This plan doesn't go along with any egoistic plan of any member of the government. None of them know this plan. Each want to drag it his way. As usual, it will be like in all previous governments where nothing will work out. Nothing will work out. Rather, it would be further deterioration. And say, come and say, guys, stop it, right? I covering all your problems, everything. However, I buy you. I'm buying the government. I'm giving you a goal that you need to attain. However, it is only by you being connected and the reward, which will cover everything you'd like. I want you to realize my plan. In that allegory where the upper force comes and says, I define the work plan. Yes. I got a bit lost. Lost a bit. There's a country. It needs to be managed. You think one way and I think another way. We came to sit together in the control mechanism of a certain government. You have one opinion, I have another. We disturb one another. We can't reach common opinion. Also, big ego and everything, but also our opinions are opposite. You say, neither me nor you. Rather, we need to bring something that is above us both. Is the same. Upper force, come and that's it, come. Come something above us. And we're straightening up according to it. Also, your A and my B, we're both straightening up according to it. So, operation-wise, so what is the working plan that this image and this upper force present to us? We are researching nature, and from within nature we see that we must be connected in one way, in one mechanism, integral, global mechanism, where we all in relationships between us, that we are getting closer to one another, complement one another. In short, for us to be together, like organs of the body that work in harmony, and then the body exists and it's healthy. Accordingly, we need to be in a society, in connecting, not by each tripping the other. Rather, to the contrary, we need to step our ego on our ego and above our ego, work in connection with one another. It isn't simple; it's hard, but for that sake, there is a new education. For that sake, we need to work on ourselves. But what profit will we get? Because most certainly no governments succeed in making the nation, the country, and the society better than what it received to its hand. It will always be worse. Clear withdrawal. So to stop that withdrawal is possible under the condition that when would this withdrawal cease, that from election to election getting worse and worse? Only under the condition that we'll start receive that new education, where each whereby each one of us must be a positive element for the society. And not that I have to be in the top and I need to burn everyone else to hammer them down and just for them not to exist. Well, you are talking basically about changing of relationship between one person to another. But the reward to a person who participates in society in such a way is recognition of godliness, is the attainment of the world of Ein Sof, eternal complete life, as he start feeling while living like us right now. I didn't understand the reward. The reward is that a person gradually begin to entering the degree of a spiritual world. He start feeling that he live eternal life. It's a bit stressful. It isn't stressful. To the contrary, it releases you from all your problems. You're elevating to a degree, to a level, to such essence, whereby there, where is all the this kindergarten we're always in the quarreling, in the selling one another all the time, and then pinching one another and stabbing one another. Where is all that? We are actually going above it. We're coming to corrected society, corrected life. Not in our life even, because our life, is the one we need to arrange, is only a means by which the more we are connecting, our world start to ascend to degree, to values of the spiritual world, the higher world. What spiritual values are you talking about? Love thy friend as thyself, thy neighbor as thyself. All right, love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, so I'm going back to the management of this country. How does the government of such country works, where the members of that government have that relationship of love thy neighbor as thyself? As one man with one heart. What does that mean? That we're all in one opinion, we're all in one understanding. How could it be? We're different people. No. The fact we're different will remain different. This is what I'm saying. No, but we're seeing the truth. And with respect to that truth, there's no fights between us. There's no arguments. We're not far from one another. You see and he see and he and he. We see the same. So we're only complementing one another in that case to be in the same goal. I didn't understand. How did you become of an equal parallel vision? Because you come to revelation of the upper force, the general plan of nature, whereby the path of the path we need to go through, nature's forces that assisting us. Yes, we see the truth. Hence, we have no problem, even though you're different to me, and him, and him, and him, all different. Each one is different, right? It doesn't disturbing us, to the contrary, because each from his angle support the scrutiny and clarification and the execution of that program. Right, so there's one program with different unique angles where everyone should add. Yes, everyone must add, even he who is not in the government. So hold on, this singular plan, what is it? That the whole of humanity must reach such high degree. What does it say about a country, about a state, for that sake, about a society? We must understand what they live for. Why they live for, that all their corporal existence is in order to reveal in the connection between them the upper force. That is eternal, whole, happy life for them, for their kids, for their grandchildren. This life with no limitations. What is it in this life that turned it happy? Because everyone compensate, complement the other. We are not in a mechanism, in a system that is all broken and no one go with the other in harmony. Rather, we, to the contrary, we are in harmony, mutual complementing, and then we are in a system that wasn't before. Imagine if you have a car, and it moves, stop, and this is how it works, this car of yours. And I have a car that, you know, Rolls Royce, yeah, And I'm putting there all the nation, all the family, and we're going towards the goals and everything, really. Fun, with an open roof, Cabrio. Yeah, check out what's happened in this world. You see how this whole world live. It's totally different. I'm telling you. And how do we act? We are acting by the revelation of nature, by awareness of nature's law, of the correct development. Our time is over. I would nevertheless like to, if you could define that law of correct development. What does it say? That we all have to be in an integral system, complementing one another in mutual reciprocal work, in such style, such manner that would match the upper force. And this upper force would be revealed in our motor, in our society, and there will be adhesion, connection of all of humanity and the upper force that created us and now leads us to a degree of eternity. And when you're saying upper force, what do you mean? I mean the force of livelihood being the main force in nature, force of love and bestowal. Thank you. I have many more questions, but our time is over, so thank you very much. Thank you guys too for being with us. Till our next program, all the best, new life.
How to feel free? Question: does a person have any freedom of choice? Answer: no. The freedom of choice is only in moving toward the purpose that is designated for you, by your own efforts or in spite of them. Question: how can a person feel free, even if there is no freedom of choice? How can I feel like that? Answer: a person can feel free when he is in harmony with nature, swims along this current. If he feels this harmony, then there is no life and death for him but just one eternal movement. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, September 1, 2020. Our faithful assistant. Question: a study was conducted at Harvard for 80 years where scientists have tried to figure out the main factor for happiness in people's lives. They concluded that relationships between people is most important. On one hand, we really want to be happy, and we understand that the most important factor is relationships. We invest a lot of money in medicine, devote a lot of time to a healthy lifestyle, even though we understand that the decisive factor even for human health is the relationship between people. And still, no matter how much we invest, we cannot fully realize, even purely selfishly, that relationships between us are the most important thing. Why? Answer: because egoism is a helper against you. It does not just push you to do what is good for you. This is a very special assistant that leads you not to achieve the most comfortable animal state, but to achieve a higher state. Only in a special way. Selfishness is built based on the fact that you abandon it and rise above it. It is constantly pushing for this, but in exactly the opposite way. Therefore, in the material world there is no greater helper for our development than egoism, although it constantly confronts us with ourselves. It constantly pushes us to struggle, to opposites, to contradictions, all in order to find out who we are, what we are for. From Cab TV's Communication Skills, July 30, 2020. My main goal. Confucius: I am not bothered by the fact that I am not understood. I am bothered when I do not know others. If people do not understand me, I get upset, because this is my second task, the second goal of my life, that people understand what I want to convey to them. The first goal is, of course, the creator, but the second one is people. Remark, it is truly important to you that people understand you. My comment, certainly. Otherwise, what is my life worth? It is all about conveying something to people. Question, is it only possible to convey to them anything if you understand them? Answer, no. It all depends only on the help from the Creator, the goodwill of the Creator, so that He opens their hearts, and I will tell them what to put there. The Creator cannot do it Himself. He needs intermediaries. Question, so is almost your whole life aimed at being understood and heard? Answer, not me. What I want to convey? I as if build a channel, a kind of a pipe, and what I want to convey passes through it. It doesn't even matter to me that it is going through me and how much I understand what is coming through. The main thing is that I bring it to them. Question, is it not important that they will say, I received it through him? Answer, absolutely not. Remark, you have never made this a secret and always said that you even defended your doctoral dissertation so that maybe someone would say, oh, he has a PhD, I will listen to him. Answer, of course. Otherwise, what for? Remark, people defend their doctoral dissertations not only for that. They do it for salaries, for respect, for the academic degree, and for their resumes. My comment, I do not have any of it and I do not need it. Question, is everything directed to the fact that if it helps me to be heard, I will do it? Answer, of course. Only for this. Question, if roughly speaking, now that you are known, people started talking on every corner, Lateman. Lateman. Would you say, this is just in order to be heard? Answer, I think so, yes. Besides, I know that it will only be to the extent that the Creator needs it. To this extent, He will either raise me or lower me. I believe that what a person needs, he must experience. He must live through it, must endure it all, realize that it is for his benefit. There is no choice. Each performs one's own function. Someone as if destroys, someone as if repairs, someone as if fills, someone empties, and so on. Question, how did you know that it is your function to tell the world what it lives for, to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah? How did you know that this is your life? Answer, I felt it although I was not really keen to do it. And later from my teacher Rabash, he directed me. Even more than that, he directed me not to the highest attainments, but to stay close to people, not to isolate myself from them, and to disseminate. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, July 27, 2020. This is happiness. Some say happiness is when you are understood, great happiness is when you are loved, and real happiness is when you yourself love. The feeling of love, from the egoistic to the most absolute one. Question, what is happiness for you? Answer, happiness for me is when I connect with the Creator through my teacher. This is happiness. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, July 27, 2020.